Our last case is 13-1995, Toledo Bar Association versus Harvey. Mr. Harvey?
Chief Justice, may it please the court. Being a lawyer is a privilege that carries significant responsibility, and I have not been as diligent nor as responsible as I should have been in my affairs. I have not been diligent, responsible to this profession, as it requires, for the lawyers before me, for my current colleagues, and most of all for my clients. I have let them down, and I apologize sincerely for that. I'm not here to argue the events or the merits of what's occurred. The bottom line is I should have done a better job. I've certainly made mistakes. I accept full responsibility for those mistakes, for my lack of diligence to my clients, for the lack of service provided, and I understand this goes to the public at large as well. I can and will do better in the future. The bankruptcy matters addressed in this case occurred prior to my probationary period. I have stopped performing bankruptcy matters over 18 months ago. And those matters are still before you today. It's my goal in the future to my clients to provide outstanding service and excellence, and the opportunity that I get to come back before and practice law, I will promise to do a better job going forward. I can't say anything else other than I've made those mistakes and I will correct those in the future.
What are you doing now?
Your Honor, currently I still practice, but only criminal defense.
The two clients that the disciplinary panel had singled out as needing restitution. Has restitution been paid?
It has not been paid, but Your Honor, I fully intend on paying restitution to both clients. And I would argue, Your Honor, that my conduct has proven that when restitution has been required, I've fully paid that, and I intend to do it in this occasion as well.
That's $2,512 plus interest and costs to Mr. Dagans and DiBaggio, $1,050.
I apologize, Your Honor. To Mr. Dagans, he has been made full payment. There may be, and there's an argument as to whether interest applied because of the term of our agreement, but he has been paid in full. I apologize. To Ms. DiBaggio, no, that matter has not been paid, but to Mr. Dagans, it has been paid in full.
What are you asking?
Quite simply, Your Honors, I'm asking that while those bankruptcy matters preceded my probation, I acknowledge that I had an error and I shouldn't have, but I did have one while I was on probation. I think this court made it very clear that if I had any conduct while on probation, that I would receive a suspension of 1 year. The Bar Association didn't seek that out. I can't answer for why they did the matters the way they did them, but I would ask the court to impose that suspension.
To impose what?
The 1 year suspension.
Did you make that argument to the panel?
I discussed with Mr. Bonfiglio and the Bar Association that very matter, and they indicated that that wasn't the course that they would proceed.
But you
with.
Presented that to the panel?
Not to the panel, I did not.
Why not?
I don't really have an answer for that, Your Honor.
Did you represent yourself at the panel?
I did. I probably shouldn't have.
You think?
I do. I do think that I should have had somebody else do that.
Counsel, in the board's answer brief, they say that their recommendation is more severe than it was originally sought by the relator. And what their explanation for that is that respondent's conduct during the panel hearing, his lack of cooperation with the grievance process, and his lack of candor and remorse account for relator's change in recommendation. How do you respond to that?
Well, Your Honor, when you're defending yourself, it would appear sometimes at first blush that you're not taking responsibility or accountability for your mistakes. I would argue that I was merely defending the case, not that I wasn't cooperative, and not that I wouldn't have been cooperative, and I certainly, looking back, think that it was a mistake for me to represent myself in this matter. I wouldn't do it again. I'm here before you to acknowledge that mistake. I hope that I would never be before you again.
But counsel, I guess I'm looking at raw numbers here that kind of catch my attention.
Yes, sir.
This looks like a fairly straightforward matter that you're charged with, you know, not taking good care of your clients. And now we're looking at court or board costs of $5,700. How did that happen?
It's the accumulated expense of putting on a defense, Your Honor. I wish I could have, and I don't think Mr. Bonfiglio would refute that I asked that they impose the one-year sanction. For whatever reason, that wasn't the course of action.
And you asked that in negotiations you defended yourself then before the panel.
That is correct.
And when you say you defended yourself, it was what, the facts aren't as such, or, you know, here's the mitigation. Which way, what are we talking about here?
I think, Your Honors, a little bit of both. The course of representation to the clients, I believed were at the client's request, and looking back and having the opportunity to review that, I think that I was the one in control of whether I provided that service and that conduct, and I probably didn't convey that properly or defend that properly. And having the time from the hearing until now to reflect back upon that, I think that I've clearly made an error, and I should not have done that.
But counsel, so that I'm understanding what you're saying today, representing yourself, is you believe a one-year suspension from the practice of law is the appropriate sanction?
I believe so, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Based on what?
Your Honor, the court's previous order was that if there were any new violations, that it would immediately impose a one-year sanction during the probationary period. I notified my mentor at the time of the conduct, the text messaging issue, which I wholly resent, but I did have that conversation with a person who I believed was a friend, and in looking at the relationship, he was really a represented party, and that conduct is a violation. I don't refute that it's a violation. I don't think it's not a violation, and I think at that point, I think Relator had the opportunity to ask the court to impose that sanction. The other issues relating to bankruptcy matters were prior to the probationary period that this court imposed. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Bonfiglio.
Good morning, Chief Justice. May it please the court. Mike Bonfiglio, Bar Counsel for Relator, Toledo Bar Association. Relator's position is we urge the court to adopt the amended findings of fact, conclusions of law, and the recommended sanction. The issue of this probation violation is not before, whether there is a violation of the terms of probation is not before the court. One of the terms of Mr. Harvey's probation was that he commit no further misconduct. Some of the alleged misconduct did occur during that year of probation, but there's been no ruling yet that he has any misconduct. If and when this court determines there has been misconduct during that term, then we will definitely explore whether to seek a violation and enforcement of that one-year suspension. But in our opinion, that's not on the table right now. What is the two-year, the recommended two-year suspension by the board. And we've heard nothing today and nothing in the panel hearing that would indicate that that isn't warranted. And that's our position.
Are you anticipating there could be an additional charge and then additional time as well?
I believe so.
Based
on the misconduct that occurred during the term of probation.
Okay. Which is separate from this? Are you saying it's separate from what we have here?
Well, Justice Lanzinger, no. There are 26, the board found 26 ethical violations. 14 of those occurred during the period of time that Mr. Harvey was on probation. If this court determines that he, in fact, did commit those violations, then when he seeks to terminate probation, we will provide the board with a report indicating that while he was on probation, he had these ethical violations in the course of his probation.
So you're saying 14 separate violations apart from what we have here?
No, I'm sorry. In 14 of the 26 violations charged occurred during the period of time he was on probation. Is that clear?
Well, you're suggesting that we take him out for 2 years with any stay?
No stay. We're not recommending any stay.
Take him out for 2 years. When that's up, you're suggesting we want to back the truck up and run over him again.
No, I only brought this up, Justice, because Mr. Harvey raised this notion of why didn't we raise a probation violation earlier, which is, I must confess, I don't recall ever having any conversation with Mr. Harvey about that. It's possible. I don't recall that.
Counsel, you're using the term probation. Can you explain to me the probation terms?
The monitored probation from the prior discipline, it was a 1 year suspension, all stayed. And the requirement of his 1 year of probation was that he would meet with the monitoring attorney and that monitoring attorney would provide quarterly reports to the bar. I believe it's a term of the probation also was to pay the costs. And I know that one of the final terms was that he commit no further misconduct.
And you're saying during that term of probation is when 14 of these complaints, which is the foundation for this particular case, occurred?
Correct. For example, I'm sorry.
So did the monitor catch any of this? Or?
In the monitor's report, Mr. Harvey did disclose that he was having issues with the bar. She was aware, but as is Mr. Harvey's fashion, he was downplaying his culpability to the monitoring attorney.
Okay, so the complaints were filed with Toledo Bar. He tells his monitor, hey, I might have some problems again, right?
Correct.
Okay. I guess I'm wondering, what's the monitor do? Isn't the monitor supposed to monitor his activities as a lawyer and try and intervene if he's doing this type of activity as he's done with his bankruptcy clients here?
Yes, and this monitor is, she specializes in bankruptcy. So the idea was to get Mr. Harvey on track with his office management because the...
And how to practice bankruptcy law, I would imagine.
I would imagine so.
It wasn't very successful, was it?
It was not.
Okay.
Did the monitor testify in any way at this hearing?
She did not, Your Honor.
Who was that?
She did not. Who was it? Trish Fugier, I believe. Patricia Fugier.
So you're not asking to reactivate the 1 year that's suspended, correct?
That is correct.
All right. So we're moving on then. That's a prior case. What you're looking at is, in this case, 1995, you are asking for a 2 year straight suspension. At the end of those 2 years, he will be automatically readmitted to the practice of law, provided he doesn't do anything in the meantime that would precipitate additional sanctions.
Correct, and provided he make full restitution as the board recommended.
Yes.
To Mr. Deegan's, including the court costs and the interest, which was part of the order, and including paying Ms. DiBiagio for the attorney she had to hire to do what he was hired to do.
And the costs.
And the costs.
Okay. Just so we're clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Harvey?
Your Honors, just briefly, with respect to Ms. Fugere and my monitoring, what I agreed to do prior to this court's order was to stop the practice of bankruptcy law, and I did. These bankruptcy matters and the 26 counts that Mr. Bonfiglio gives mention to, of those 26 counts, 14 of them had to do with some form of cooperation. They asked for information relating to my IOLTA account. There's been no allegations whatsoever that I've ever stole anything from any client, and I did not believe that they were entitled to those. And that was part of my defense. I didn't think that they could just randomly request documents from my trust account, and perhaps I'm wrong on that. But that was the reason for the failure of cooperation with the Bar Association. It wasn't for disclosures to Ms. DiBaggio or to the other bankruptcy matters. It was on what I believed an over-intrusion of the Bar Association with their scope to inquire as to my financial matters when there was no financial matter brought before the board. I probably should have cooperated. In fact, I was very vocal with my mentor about my not wanting to provide that information because I didn't think that the Bar Association was entitled to that.
Well, your mentor was not there to chaperone you through another bar complaint.
That's correct. I understand. By no means am I casting this upon anybody else but myself. I think that what I would have done in the future was fully cooperate. I had no reason really not to provide that information. And after they acquired the information, nothing further has come from that.
Where do you practice law?
In Toledo, Ohio, Your Honor.
By yourself?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take the matter under advisement, and you'll be notified of our decision. Marshall, will you please adjourn court?